Hey guys, this time it's Nihar here from Nilgiri Social. How's it going with you all? Are you watching social media marketing world live? We are too. Today we are talking about the new social network that's rising and getting popular. It's called Vero. Vero means truth. Vero is founded by Ayman Hariri, who is the CEO, along with Scott Birnbaum, the COO, and Mortaz Nabulsi. We'll be talking about what Vero is, how does it work, and how it is different from existing social networks, and five interesting things that you should be knowing about Vero. So, what is Vero? Vero is a brand new social network made for anyone who loves anything to share it to people they know and control who they share it with similar like we do in real life. Vero focuses on the best interest of the user and not the best interest of the advertiser. In real life, we share different things with different people. We have close few friends who know majority of our things, and we have our acquaintance who know little less, and then we have our followers who know the PR version of ourselves. Vero acts the same way. The main difference between Vero and other social networking sites is that your entire timeline on Vero is clean as your mother's kitchen. Yeah, it's clean and it's in chronological order, which means that you're seeing posts up to the minute. There are no annoying algorithms messing up with your timeline and deciding the content you see. Vero became so popular recently that it's been down as much as it's been up in the past 48 hours. Their official Twitter account tweeted on 25th Feb that they're experiencing an outage due to heavy load. Were you one of the users who signed up before this outage? If you were, you had a small part in making this happen. So, here are some 5 interesting things you should know about Vero. The first 1 million users to sign up will receive free accounts. Unlike most of their competitors, Vero's business model is not based on serving advertisements. They're keeping the platform as a subscription-based service, which makes the users their customers and thus not making the platform a product they sell to the advertiser. Secondly, Vero lets you share anything you want. The platform categories 6 key share points, which are movie, music, book, place, photo, link. The 6 categories are essentially the most common thing people seem to connect with when they share something. Thirdly, you get to choose exactly who gets, so see what you share. The platform has 4 levels of sharing, which are close friend, friend, acquaintance, and followers. You can configure each post for a different level of sharing. This will help you especially when you have an inside joke and you only have to share it with the people who are closest to you. Fourthly, every post from you and your friends goes straight to your collections. The platform maintains your own personal library of recommendations, moments, ideas, jokes, and so on. A place to keep tabs on stuff you want to save for later. Last, there are absolutely no ads on Vero. Right, no ads. Which means no algorithm changes, no data mining. Whatever content you post is absolutely what your followers will see. So, let's discuss about more points about Vero. Your timeline on Vero is composed of your posts and the posts of people you are either connected with or people you follow. The platform doesn't curate or manipulate the feed. You see what has been shared with you, what it's been shared with you. About data collection. Vero only collects limited data from the users. They have mentioned on their website what data they collect and why they collect it for. They collect your phone number for authentication, searching your friends on Vero from contacts and inviting friends to the platform. They take your name for identification, though it can be fake. Your email ID is required as your unique login ID and sending emails and support. One last good thing, which is bad at the same time, is the platform doesn't support bots. They say no bots, no spam. So, what do you think about this new social network? Will you sign up on this clean, controlled, and advertising-free platform? We are going to host some amazing people in the upcoming episode. So stay tuned with us. Also, if you are interested in sharing your views, we'd love to host you on our podcast. You can reach out to us on contact@nilgirisocial.com. That is contact@nilgirisocial.com. Signing off.